Fiber optics is a technology that was almost impossible to envision a few decades ago. Ultra-pure, very thin glass fibers carry laser light for tens and hundreds of kilometers with some repeater stations intervening. That's the path for much computer data and phone calls. Now, new purpose-built or old dead commercial fiber optic lines have uses that are as amazing. Researchers or companies send carefully formed bursts of laser light down the lines. They measure the tiny reflections from slight fiber non-uniformities that reveal changes in temperature along the line or changes in strain, elongation, even from acoustic events, thunder, exploratory blasts. Changes in fiber length, strain, show up as changes in intensity of reflections from different distances along the cable, different travel times. Different pulse styles allow untangling the effects of temperature from the effects of strain. The methods have been a boon to geologists, for one. They can measure tiny but critically informative deformations all along the cable in many short segments. No need for special sensors at all those segments. Studying plate tectonics, earthquake phenomena, even vehicular traffic is much easier. There are limits, such as no vertical resolution, but hey, it's a rich data source, often without installation costs, and hugely clever. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy.